once again. Welcome to Pockets of Hope. It is your girl Molina June Pierre here, and we're gonna get started once again with our breathing exercise. I love to do them. They're good for your body, good for your respiratory system, and it's just good to allow yourself to feel this precious breath that is flowing through you. Let's go. Once again, let's go. And take a nice deep breath. Take it all in. Stretch with it. I love to stretch when I breathe in. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. Very slowly. Feel the air filling up your lungs very slowly. Hold it. And exhale slowly. Once again, breathe in. Take it all in. Close your eyes and visualize the presence of God with you. And exhale. Wonderful, wonderful. I cannot wait to get started with this episode of Pockets of Hope, simply because I feel that God is keeping me in this area, in the same theme of reminding you that He is available, that He is here, that He is your strength, and He has also kept me in the realm of grief. I'm feeling so much of us have been experiencing so much loss and so much grief. And the scripture that I have, several verses that I want to read into your hearing today. Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. And another verse for you today is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. And it reads, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and are safe. And another one that I would love to share with you is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, which says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Today, the Lord wants to remind you that He is here, that you do not have to fear. And there are a lot of scary things going on. A lot of us have experienced so much fear, so much grief, so much hurt in the recent years, recent months. Some of us are still going through some things right now that we don't quite know how to navigate, how to get out of them. But I just want you to know, and the Lord wants you to know, that He is your strength. You know, it can be so easy to give in to worry, to unfair and despair. But with Him, we can find strength and look forward to the wonderful things, because God gives us hope. He gives us so much hope. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 through 4, the Lord says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That verse right there encompasses how we all may be feeling right now, how some of us, we go through the waters, you know, we're going through the rivers, we're going through the floods, we're going through the storm, we're going through the fire. We're trying to find our balance, we're trying to rebuild our lives, we're trying to navigate through a pandemic where we may have lost loved ones, where we may have gone through the virus itself, you know. And we may have lost our jobs because of it, our businesses because of it. In fact, relationships may have become very strained due to either the separation or just too much being locked down together. You know, we may have been feeling as if we lost our identity, you know. Sometimes we feel these things. But God is saying, I, the Lord your God, the Holy One, I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. And so when you are going through these things, remember that I will be with you. They will not overwhelm you. They will not overtake you. Grief will not overwhelm you. Depression will not overwhelm you. I want you to know that I am with you. You are mine. You do not belong to the pandemic. You do not belong to the loss. You do not belong to the grief. You do not belong to the hurt. You belong to me. And I am your comforter, and I am here with you. And the Lord has left us peace. He has brought us the comforter. He sent the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. I want you to embrace the Holy Spirit right now in this very moment, whether you are in your kitchen cooking a meal, or you are sitting at your desk in your office, or if this is bright and early morning and the house is quiet and you can't hear a pin drop. I want you to listen to the sound. Listen for the still small voice of God speaking into your ear today and into your heart, reminding you that He is here for you, that He loves you. Hallelujah. He is the God. He is your God. He is your eternal refuge. And you can rest in underneath His everlasting arms. You can cry out to Him because He hears your cries and He's here to rescue you today. Find hope in that today. Though the mountains may be falling into the sea, though everything may be crumbling around you, remember whose you are. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is too much for Him to do for you. So once again, I say God bless you. I say God keep you. May His face shine upon you as you go forth throughout your day. Thank you for tuning in to Pockets of Hope.